School break-ins. Maranga County Commissioner Joshua Nkanatha has raised concerns over increased school break-ins and theft in the recent past. During this year's Mashujaa Day celebrations at Uhuru Stadium, Nkanatha divulged that for a period less than 1 month, 6 secondary schools have been broken into and property worth thousands of shillings stolen. He revealed that theft cases have been reported in high schools within Gatanga and Kandara sub-counties. Nkanatha said some of the targeted items include computers, books, medals among others, saying they have arrested some suspects who are aiding in investigations. It's worrying to witness schools losing properties to thieves. The schools which have been hit by the robbery have lost their computers and other office items, thus causing huge losses to the institutions. We have established that the burglars usually tie the school guards with robes before they commit the crime. Security agents are investigating to establish if the robbery is planned by some of the workers of the schools, he stated. He noted as candidates prepare to sit for the national examinations, security in all examination centers will be beefed up and called on members of the public to keep off from the areas where the exams will be conducted. Only authorized people are allowed to access examination centers. Residents, parents among other individuals should stay away from the centers. This is to ensure the examinations are conducted credibly, remarked Nkanatha. He appealed to communities living near learning institutions to provide any information that may lead to the arrest of those behind the school break-ins. Meanwhile, the county commissioner raised concerns on increased cases of suicide in the county, saying almost every week, a suicide case is reported. He explained more than 95% of suicide cases are committed by men, calling community leaders, the clergy among other stakeholders to help in mitigating the situation. It's worrying to lose people through suicide. We understand some of these cases are attributed to depression, drug abuse and alcoholism, and also domestic-related wrangles and differences. I appeal to chiefs and their assistants, community leaders and the clergy to help in talking to our people and giving them hope despite difficulties they are going through, pleaded Nkanatha. The administrator further cautioned bar owners who are trying to bring back banned second-generation alcoholic brands. The county commissioner said some unscrupulous bar owners are attempting to sell the outlawed brands, saying inspection of liquor outlets will be intensified. We are approaching the festive season and some people may think of bringing back the outlawed alcoholic drinks, and that will not happen. The only licensed liquor outlets will be allowed to operate and stock the right brands, he added. The county peace chairperson Jane Kamwanga observed that selling of illicit brews is slowly coming back in some parts of the county. We ask members of the county security committee to intensify the fight against illicit brews and drugs. From assessments, it shows some bars have resumed selling outlawed brews. It's unfortunate we see our young people drunk in morning hours, claimed Kamwanga.